give a call in the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. I may help you.
Yes. I'm calling due to my claim. It had closed down, but I never received the payment, but I had been filing since December.
Okay. Let me have your social, may I?
Yeah. 376-882907.
Okay. Your first and last name?
Pierre German.
Okay, your date of birth and driver's license or ID?
129-81. My driver's license. Hold on.
Okay.
It's 708-4099.
Okay, and you said you had been claiming unemployment since December?
Yes.
Okay.
In December.
Okay, and what happened the last time you called for unemployment?
You said what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it said that I need to reopen it.
So it said that you needed to reopen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It kicked the claim out of some home.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. It kicked the claim out. Like, you know how you file?
Mm-hmm.
For, your weekly claim.
Mm-hmm. Did it stop you in the middle of it? Did it stop you in the middle, or did it not let you do it at all, or what happened?
Yeah, it didn't let me do it at all.
Okay, yeah, somehow it closed. Okay. May I have the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Okay.
Pardon me?
I couldn't hear you.
If I'm on speaker, if you could take me off speaker, please, or headphones.
You're not on speaker. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. So may I have the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Yes. Yeah. P-I-E-R-R-E.
Okay.
That's my first name, Pierre, and G-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay.
German, that's my last name.
Okay. Okay, you've never had a different number. Have you ever had a different name or social security number?
No.
Okay.
I have had a different identity, or somebody did something to my identity. But I never had a different social security number.
So, you had like an identity theft, but did it involve the unemployment office?
No, not that I know of. It involved a temporary work service.
Oh, okay.
Called automation.
Oh. May I have a... Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And... Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Ninth.
Okay. And may I have your driver's license again?
Yeah. 708-4099.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose the benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
I have a government card.
Well, you already have a card, okay, so we can continue with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to read the disclosure to make sure you understand the terms, okay? The LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees, but it does have $1.30. If it's used outside of the network, it does have a 35-cent charge for automated calls, a $1 charge if it's inactive for more than a year, a $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery, or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% charge at the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you have any questions, you may call 1-800-499-2035. It's 1-800-499-2035, okay?
Okay.
What's your mailing address, sir?
3226 3rd Avenue.
Okay. Where is that located?
35. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
Okay, and the phone number?
205-393-0118.
Okay.
So you said a card would be mailed to that address?
No, you said you already have a card, don't you?
Right, correct.
So it would just be on the same card.
Okay.
The deposit would just go into the same card.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. If you lose it, you need to make sure you call that number to let them know. Because they'll deposit it on the same card. Okay. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 129 Roxana Way, 2702 Bella Mad Drive, 50 Hidden Spring Loop, 60 16 6th Avenue. I have never been associated with any of the above.
None of those.
Okay. Which of the following cities do you have a current or former association with? Enterprise, Gadsden, Brookwood, Prattville, or none of the above?
Oh, Brookwood.
Okay. Okay. Which of the following cities do you have a current or, okay, let's see, which of the following addresses have you had an association with? 104 108 High Road, 110 Shotgun Lane, 392 Lee Road, 916, 80 Rock Church Road, or none of the above?
None of them both.
Okay. Okay, which of the following cities is a current or former association to you? Bear, Montmeg, Childersburg, Atmore, or none of the above?
Can you repeat that question for me again?
Yes, sir.
So can you repeat that question for me again?
Sure. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bear, B-A-R, Mount Meigs, that's M-E-I-G-S, Childersburg, or Atmore, or none of the above? Which one have you been associated with?
I've been associated with all three of them.
Which one?
You said Bear. Is that Montgomery, Mount Meigs, or Bear? I don't know what Bear is. Like Mount Meigs, Montgomery.
Mount Meigs. Do you know about that one?
Yeah, I know about Chillenbury too, and Atmore too.
Okay, but which one have you lived in or had family live in?
I was in prison. In that area.
Okay.
And all three of those areas.
Okay. So which one was the last one? Mount Meigs? Childersburg? Mount Meigs?
Mount Meigs was the last one.
The last one. Okay. Which of the following age ranges most closely match Angela Patterson? Angela Patterson, is she 26 to 30, 34 to 38, 48 to 52, or 55 to 59?
48 to 52.
Okay. So, let's see. Did you receive any TRA retraining certification? No.
No.
Okay. And this is not a natural disaster unemployment assistance, right?
No.
Okay. Did you file for unemployment outside of the state of Alabama?
No.
Okay. Did you work since the last time you filed for unemployment?
No.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. And let's see here. And what's the reason you didn't work? You didn't find a job. Why?
Yeah, I didn't find a job. Plus, I had a serious death in the family, suicide, and my transportation been a little different.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's see. Okay. I'm sorry for your loss, sir. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. So are you currently attending any school or training?
No.
Okay. But you are available to work full-time and all the different shifts of your occupation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for? Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No.
Okay. And what was your last job description, sir?
I was a forklift operator.
Okay. Okay, so do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal income tax purposes or not?
No, I don't.
Okay. So your PIN number, sir, for this claim is 0781.
Okay.
And 0781. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can either go to www.alabamacareercenter near you or go to www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov/BOSNET, B-O-S-N-E-T, and update your application online. You must be able, available, and actively seeking work for the duration of your unemployment benefits. Unemployment claims use the calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can either go to www.labor.alabama.gov or call 800-752-7389 and do your weekly certifications online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. Let's see here. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. You need to call for your weekly certification anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. If you have any further questions, you may call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. German, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, that'll be all.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a nice day, sir.
You too.